Yeah, Rashi says the ratio of the pasuk. It started off saying v'lovash hakoyin midoy vad omichne sevad. So yilbash. What does the pasuk have to say again? Yilbash, an extra word, yilbash. So Gemara says like this again. Gemara says Tanina al besarva. The pasuk says ma tam loy me yilbash. What does the pasuk have to say about the trumas adeshin? When the kohen takes off the trumas adeshin every morning, he has to wear at least these two begadim. Is lohovi mitznefes v'yavneit laharom asadeshin. Dibur Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that even though the Torah only says the kohen has to wear these two begadim, yilbash means to include he has to wear the other two begadim also. The kitzah, when the kohen hedyet or kohen gadol, when they do the avodah of a trumas adeshin, they have to wear their begadim. All their begadim they have to wear. Even though the Torah only says these two begadim, the michnesayim and the ksainis, still you have to wear all the begadim. Why does the Torah only say them these two begadim? So the mefarshim say pshatim that the chiddush here of the trumas adeshin is even though l'chur you may get yourself a little bit dirty, still you have to wear your begadim. Since you're going to do the avodah to Hashem, whenever you do an avodah to Hashem, you have to dress nicely. So the chiddush is the michnasayim. You would think since it's the underwear that will get more dirty, maybe that you don't have to wear the exact size. You'll pick it up. So kamashma, no, even that also has to be the exact size. Wear it the right way. No, the Niksain is the same svara. But I call upon Rabbi Yehuda darshins to say that b'shas taroma sadeshin you have to wear your dalar begodim. Rabbi Doisu says like this: lohavi big day koyin godol b'yom kippurim. You know why this pasuk here says an extra word yilbash? To teach us that the four begodim that the koyin godol wears on Yom Kippur when he goes b'flayel lefnim shehen ksherim l'koyin hedyet. That the rest of the year, a regular kohen hedyot is allowed to wear those begodim. Even though it was used on Yom Kippur, still throughout the whole year, since these dalar begodim are the same begodim that a kohen hedyot wears, a kohen hedyot is allowed to wear it the whole year. That's what Rav Doisi says. Now Rabbi Yoimer, Rabbi says, Shtei Tshuvas Bedover. I have two kashas on you, two questions on what you just said. Chodor Rabbi says, one question I have on you, Rav Doisi, is that, Diavnei Toisho kohen godol b'yom HaKippurim. The avnet is gartel that the kohen gadol wears on Yom Kippur when he goes lefnai and lefnim, which is made out of boots, made out of pure linen. So Rabbi says clearly, loy zehu avnetoy shakohen hedyot. This is not the same avnet that the kohen hedyot wears the whole year. As you see clearly, Rabbi holds that the avnet the kohen hedyot wears the whole year has to be made out of klayim. So therefore, Rabbi argues on Rav Doisi. How can you say the pasuk is telling us that these dalet begodim the kohen gadol wears, a kohen hedyot could use the rest of the year, it's not the same clothing. The avnet that the kohen gadol wore on Yom Kippur was made out of boots. So you see, Rabbi holds that the avnet that the kohen hedyot wears throughout the whole year is made out of klayim. That's why Rabbi argues on Rav Doisa that you can't say the pasuk telling us these four begodim the kohen gadol wears on Yom Kippur when it goes to Fire of Nim, a kohen hedyot could wear it throughout the whole year, they're not the same clothing. That's one question. For Yoid, another question Rabbi has is that the godim shenishtamsho behem kedusha, chamura, that the kohen gadol wore these dalat begodim in lefnai lefnim when he did the avodah on Yom Kippur with such a chomer, strong kedusha on it, is tishamish behem kedusha kala? Is it a svara that a kohen hedyot could wear these begodim throughout the whole year? Stam and stop like that. You can't have such a chomer dikel kedusha be used for a kala dikel kedusha. These are Rebbe's two tainis. But I call upon him, you see, Rabbi says clearly that the avnet, the kohen hedyot wore throughout the whole year, was made out of klayim. So the Gemara, elomatam alom yilbash. So according to Rabbi, what do you do with the word yilbash? It's an extra word here by the haromes hadeshin. Have the Gemara, l'rabes es hashokim. To tell us that what type of clothing could you wear, b'shasta trumas hadeshin, even ruined clothing. Shokim means like worn out clothing. They're not ripped, they're not dirty, they don't be tussled. They're just worn out. Worn-out begodim are also kosher to be used for avodah. Now Rashi brings down two pshatim here. Rashi says es hashchokim. Rashi says sha'af hashchokim ksherim l'avodah. Stam, even worn-out clothing of the kohen or the kohen gadol is kosher. They could use it. So Rashi vani shumati. Rashi, I heard another pshato. Lohavi shchokim means davke mishum begodim shabishum behem kedera l'rabba l'yimzgul behem kois l'rabbi. That the pshat of the Gemara is no. Pishas taromes adeshin, when you're going to take the ashes out of the mizbeach, a shovelful, you bedavka have to wear worn-out clothing. Because it's not nice to wear your new clothing, like the svar always is, that the same clothing you cook for your Rebbe, you don't serve him. That's what Rashi heard. Rashi says we ain't near, we don't like this pshat. The bishlei magabi hoytsoyes adesh, and that the Gemara later says a svara. You're not supposed to wear the good clothing. That's only out the inyan of hoytsoyes adesh. And that's not a mitzvah every single day. That happens once in a while. When the mizbeach gets so full of ashes, then once in a while they'll clean off all the ashes on the mizbeach, and they take it outside Yerushalayim. So that you get very dirty. So for that, there's an inyan not to wear nice begodim, because it's not nice to wear to get dirty your good begodim. Ma'ashenkin here, what's only a true masadeshin, Rashi says, it's elamole machto l'yoyim. Every morning you only have to take off just one shovelful, that you don't get that dirty. So for sure there's an inyan to wear your nice begodim for the true masadeshin. So what's the chiddush in the Gemara? Es hashchokim. And echnam, it's lav davka chiddush only by true masadeshin. It's a chiddush pechlal by big dekuna. That any beggar that a kohen wears, even though it's a used big beggar, it's a little worn out, still is kosher. Vaitzat the chiddush of Yilvash, that even es hashchokim, even worn out clothing is also kosher. Even the kohen gadol or the kohen hedyus begodim, even if they're worn out, still it's kosher for the begodim. The Gemara says the ozder Rabbi Dois l'taimei. Rabbi Dois goes according to Yeshita. The Tani will learn like this. The pasuk says v'henichem shom. He has these dalad begodim that the kohen gadol wears on Yom Kippur. When he gets finished with them, the pasuk says v'henichem shom. He has to put it down and leave it there. Now, the Tanakhama darshins melamed shetunim gniza. The Tanakhama says we darshin from here means that's also by Noah. These begodim, after you used it once, you have to bury them. You can't use them a second time. So for sure, a kohen head, you cannot use it throughout the whole year. Rabbi Doisi Yomer, Rabbi Doisi says no. Shlo yishtamesh behen yom ha-kippur acher. The pasuk v'nichem shom just means that when the kohen gadol gets finished using these dalad begodim this year, he's not allowed to use it again next year. That's all. But enechnami, throughout the whole year, a kohen hedyot is allowed to wear, use these begodim that the kohen gadol wore on Yom Kippur. So the Gemara now kasha. Tana Rabbonin. Ira boy psul. What happens if the kohen gadol became his posel? This is lav dafka on Yom Kippur, could be throughout the whole year. If it ever happened that the kohen gadol became posel, became tamei, something happened to him. Umino achatachtov. And so while he was tamei, he couldn't do the avodah, we appointed another kohen gadol. And then the first kohen gadol becomes tor, he becomes the psul, goes away. So the halacha is rishon chayzel avodosai. The first kohen gadol for sure comes back into power, he's the kohen gadol. Sheni, what do we do with the second kohen gadol that was appointed for that while? Is called mitzvahs kuna gadol olof. Divrei Rabbi Meir, this is Rabbi Meir Shita. That is as if to say there are two kohanim gadolim now. The second one still has all the kedushas kohen gadol. He also has to wear the eight begodim. It's as if like we have two kohanim gadolim now. Rabbi Yossi says no. Rishon taki chizla vadosi. The first kohen gadol, when it becomes tor, his psul goes away. He becomes back into power. He's again the kohen gadol. Sheni, the second kohen gadol though, ain't a roi. He's not roi now. Learn the kohen gadol. He can't do the avodah now with eight begodim on materials of kohen gadol. We'll soon see why not. For learn the kohen hedyot. Who are then his posel? He's not allowed to wear dalad begodim to do the avodah as a kohen hedyot. Now, Amar Reb Yosi, so we'll soon see the reason why. Amar Reb Yosi, Maisa be Yosef ben Ilam, Mitzi Pari, it should be, Shira boy psul be kohen gadol. That once happened that there was a psul happened to the kohen gadol. Uminu tachtav, and they appointed somebody else instead of the first one, or they appointed him instead of the first one. The Omru Chachon Chom said, Rishon Chayzel Avodosai. The first one, when his psul goes away, he comes back to be the kohen gadol. Sheni, the second one, in a row, learn the kohen gadol. He can't do the avodah now, but there is a kohen gadol. He's not allowed to wear eight begodim and do the avodah throughout the whole year. Like, that's the loch. The kohen gadol throughout the whole year, whenever he does an avodah, he's only kosher if he wears all eight begodim. So the second kohen gadol cannot do the avodah. For learn the kohen hedyot, who are then he's not allowed to do the avodah even but there is a kohen hedyot. He can't even put on just the four begodim. Now the Gemara explains kohen gadol mishumeva. You know why the second one can't do the avodah but there is a kohen gadol? He's not allowed to wear his eight begodim. Mashmi, even though miikra din midirayis, he does have kedushas kohen gadol on him. But why don't we let him do the avodah? Mishumeva is a swarm of the rabbanim. We don't want the first one to hate the second one. Like there'll be friction if we'll have two kohanim gadolim. Therefore, we say the second one, you're not allowed to do the avodah. So the Gemara says, if so, kohen hedyot, why can't he do the avodah but teras a kohen hedyot? So the Gemara svarim mishum malin b'kodesh v'lo maridin. Because the klal is, once we pick you up, we can't put you down. And once you got a kedushas kohen gadol on yourself, even though later when it goes away, the Kedushas Kohen Gadol, you can't do the avoid the Bateris of Kohen Hedyot. Now, Tosfos asked a question here that's mashma from the Gemara. The reason why you can't do the avoida the Bateris of Kohen Hedyot is because his new svar mishum malin bakodesh v'loy meridin. Is once he had this mila of being a Kohen Gadol, he can't now do the avoid the Bateris of Kohen Hedyot. Now, Tosfos asked a question from the Gemara. It's mashma that midiraisa he's still a Kohen Gadol. It's only mishum eva we don't let him do the avoida of a Kohen Gadol. But without that svar, he's a Kohen Gadol still. He would have to wear eight pagodim. So if he's really a Kohen Gadol, Pshiti can't do the Avodah Bateris HaKohen Hedyot by only wearing Dalar Begodim. Because that's the Loch of a Kohen Gadol only wears four Begodim, he's called a Mechusa Begodim, and he's possible to do the Avodah. So what do we have to have a reasoning here to say the reason why he can't do the Avodah Bateris HaKohen Hedyot, like wear Dalar Begodim? Is because Ma'alam HaKodesh V'leim HaRidin, Lechur Pshiti can't do the Avodah, because B'Ikir Adin he's really a Kohen Gadol here. This is Tosfos' question. Now Tosfos answers the Chiddush here to say, that there's a locha the same way we appoint the Kohen Gadol by mouth, bepeh, the same way we could be mistalakim bepeh. As once we tell him, you're no more Kohen Gadol, the Kedusha goes off him. So the second one is like this. Once we appointed him, he had to shame Kedusha's Kohen Gadol on him. Now, in Kozman, we don't take it away from him. His taka is still really a Kohen Gadol. So even before we're mistalakim bepeh, even though while he's still a Kohen Gadol, we don't let him do the avoida. Mishum Eva, we don't let two Kohanim be the Kohen Gadol at the same time. But I call upon him when we are Masalakim, when we tell him goodbye like, we take away his Kedushas Kohen Gadol. So that's the Gemara by the boy. Let's take away his Kedushas of a Kohen Gadol, and now he'll be allowed to do the Avoid, the Bateris HaKohen Hedyot. And that the Gemara says as far no. Even Bateris HaKohen Hedyot still is possible. Because once this person had the mile of being Kedushas Kohen Gadol, even if we could take it away from him, still, Malin, but Kodesh Blay Maridin, he can't do the Avodah Bateris HaKohen Hedyot. That's the way Tosfos learns. The Dvor learns, no. The Dvor learns that Avada, once you became a Kohen Gadol, we can never take it away from you. And really, the person has the Kedushas Kohen Gadol here. Why does the Gemara say this, Svara? He learns that's good for what the Gemara means to say. The Gemara means to say this, that Malin, but Kodesh Blay Maridin means that since he has the Kedushas of a Kohen Gadol, therefore we can't take it away from him. And then Echtami, he can't do the Avodah Bateris HaKohen on the Kohen Hedyot, to only wear the four begodim, because that's the loch of a Kohen Gadol, only wears four begodim, he's called the Mechusa begodim, and he's possible. But Kofon, that's Rabbi Yossi Svara, that the second Kohen Gadol can't do the avoidim mishumeva. So Gemara says, Omar Rabba Barbachon, Omar Rabbi Yechanin, Halacha Rabbi Yossi, Halacha we also pass like Rabbi Yossi, that the second Kohen cannot do the avoidim with Teresa Kohen Gadol, and who then he can't do it with Teresa Kohen Hedyot. So tomorrow, Moide Rabbi Yossi is Moide though, Shim Ovar vi Ovad Avodosik Shera. If the second Kohen Gadol, let's say he does put on the eight begodim, and he does the avoidi b'teras a Kohen Gadol, and Echnami b'dievetaka the avoidi was kosher. Like Rashi says, Rashi's on Amid Beis before, and in the Beis of Mabez Rashi says, Shim Ovar vi Ovad, Bishmoine begodim a Kohen Gadol, is Avodosik Shera. To a Kohen Gadol who really right now is a Kohen Gadol. El the Yomer Rabbonin learn the Shtamish Mishumeva. It's only a din the Rabbonin that say he can't do the Avoida Mishumeva. Avo be Abo if he only wears four begodim vaday psula. Then even with the Yevit his Avoida is no good. To have a lechosa begodim because them is saying he has the Kedushas Kohen Gadol. Mashmal letter with Volerins. This Kohen Gadol has the Kedushas Kohen Gadol on him. So pshit if he did the Avoida with Dalad begodim would be possible. That's what the Gemara says, that if the Yevit did it with kosher, it's only if he wore his all eight begodim. Taita. So the Gemara, Umayda Reb Yossi is Umayda. She meis rishon, if the first Kohen Gadol dies, she choizel avadosei. Then the second one takes over and he becomes again the Kohen Gadol. For the Gemara, pshita avada, like the Pasha were learning, he never lost his Kedushas Kohen Gadol. It's just Mishum Eva, we don't let him do the Avoida. So Avada, now if the first one dies, there's no more Eva, now he becomes the Kohen Gadol. Like Pshita, what do you have to tell me this for? So Gemara says, no, there is a Chiddush here. Now, the time I would have thought, Hevelei Tzara Mechayim Kamash Malon. That means, if we would say, I would have a half minute to say, that the second one cannot take over even after the first one dies. Because if he could take over, now when they're both alive, it would also be a Tzara, be a problem, a pain in the neck, for the first Kohen Gadol. Because the first Kohen Gadol will always be afraid, like he'll feel, the second person wants me to die already. Because he knows as soon as he dies, the second one takes over. So there'll be problems, there'll be fighting even when they're both alive. So I would have thought maybe the Rabbanim should make a takana to say that the second one can never become a Kohen Gadol. Kamashmala, no, we're not worried for this. It's enough to say that Kol Zaman they're both alive, the second one can't do the Avodah. But once the first Kohen Gadol dies, then we let the second one, he becomes, again, the Kohen Gadol. Moses Vaita. The Mishnah says again, Rabbi Yehuda Oime Af Isha Cheres Mas Kinan Loi. Rabbi Yehuda, we have to prepare a second wife for the Kohen Gadol, because he's afraid maybe his first wife will die, and then the Avodah will be possible, like the Pasuk says, V'chipa Ba'adoi V'ad Beisoi, you have to have a wife. For the Gemara V'Rabbonin Nami Hochayish L'Shema. So why do the Rabbonin argue in the Mishnah, and they say, no, we're not afraid his wife will die? How come the Rabbonin Amoy to the first Takon of the Mishnah, that we have to be Nesakin, a second Kohen Gadol, because we're afraid maybe the first one would become Pasul, maybe become a Bakeri, maybe become Tomei? So you see, you are afraid something may happen to the first Kohen Gadol. That's why you have to prepare a second Kohen Gadol. So why aren't you afraid maybe the first one's wife will die? Have the Gemara Amrloch, I'll answer you. Amrloch, Rabbon will answer, Tumah Shchicha. That we're afraid of. Maybe the first Kohen Gadol will become Tomei, become a Bakeri, or will touch a mace, or the tenuris of a Amaretz will touch him, the spit of an Amaretz will go on him, will be Metam him. That's possible, could happen. Therefore, we have to set aside a second Kohen Gadol just in case the first one became Tomei. But the Rabbanan say, Misa lo shchicha. But we're not afraid maybe the first one's wife will die. That's not shchicha. That doesn't happen so often that somebody dies. Since they were alive yesterday, Erev Yom Kippur, there's the Cheska, she'll be alive again today, Cheska's Chaim. We're not afraid she'll die. So the Mar Omru Loi, now in the Mishnah it says, the Rabbanan argued back to Ramei, to Rabbi Yudin, said, In came Ein lo davar seif. The Rabbanan argued back to Rabbi Yehuda that according to you, that you say you're afraid his wife will die, you have to prepare a second wife. So Rabbanan asked, why are you only satisfied with a second wife? Why don't you have to make a third, fourth, fifth, sixth? Like, you don't know, maybe they'll all die. The L'chur Ein L'dav is safe. Once you're afraid one will die, you have to be afraid they'll all die. For the Gemara, Shapir Ka'amri Rabbi Yehuda, L'chur the Rabbanan asked very good for Rabbi Yehuda. If you're afraid they'll die, so why only one? Why not more? And for the Gemara of Rabbi Yehuda, Amalach Rabbi Yehuda will answer back, Lemisa dechada chashinan. For one person to die, only one wife to die, that we're afraid of. Aber lemisa letarati lo chashinan. But we're not afraid two people to die. Now that's lo shchiach. That Rabbi Yehuda is also asking too. It's not shchiach that two people should die. For the Gemara of Rabbonin, and Rabbonin says back to Rabbi Yehuda, no, Eyikol lemeichesh, if you are afraid that somebody is going to die, afilu lemisa detrain, you should not chashinan. Even for two people, you should also be afraid. Like, what kind of answer is this? You're only afraid one person will die, only one wife and not two wives. Like, why not? So that's the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. According to Rabbi Yehuda, he's only afraid enough to be prepared just one wife. Just afraid maybe the first wife will die. But if that wife will die, the second one we're not afraid of. And the Rabbanan says, yes, once you're afraid for one, you have to be afraid for all of them. For at the Gemara, Akasha now, the Rabbanan, Neimu Inilu Nafshayu. Is why doesn't the Rabbanim ask like the same kasha to themselves? The Rabbanim say in the Mishnah that Mishum Tuma, we're afraid maybe the first Kohen Gadol will become Tamei, so therefore the Lachar is we have to prepare a second Kohen Gadol. But that's all. Only one, a second one. We don't prepare a third, fourth, fifth one. So why don't the Rabbanim ask to themselves that just like we say if you are afraid, you have to be afraid for a lot, just like the Rabbanim's kasha to Rabbi Yehuda was, if you're afraid that one wife will die, you have to be afraid a few wives will die. So who? Why don't the Rabbanim have the same kasha on themselves? You say for Hilchos Tumah, you're afraid maybe the first Kohen Gadol will become Tamei. You have to prepare a second one, but why only a second one? Why aren't you alone also afraid maybe the second one will become Tamei? You should have to have a third and fourth one. Is Amriloch Rabbanim? And the Rabbanim answer back, Kohen Gadol Zorisu. I tell you, Kohen Gadol, he's very careful. He watches himself not to become Tamei. His Bishleima, by dying, it's not up to you to watch yourself not to die. Therefore, the Rabbanim say, Monoshach. If you're afraid one wife will die, you have to be afraid a few of them will die. Mashenkin here by a Kohen to become Tamei, since it's up to the Kohen, he can watch himself, we're not afraid he'll become Tamei. Because Kahanim, Frat, Kohen Gadol, Zorosu. He's very careful. Frat, Gemara, he's Zorosu. If you can tell me the Kohen Gadol is very careful not to become Tamei, Lomi Mesakin and Kohen Acher, so then altogether, why do you even have to set aside a second, even one Kohen Gadol Acher? What are you afraid of? They can tell me now is Svara, Kohen Gadol for sure will watch himself, not to become Tommy. So why do you, Rabbanan, say, I call upon him one Kohen you do have to set aside to make him prepare for a Kohen Gadol? After the Gemara, the Teretz is like this. Kivon li'avdinin leitzara, once we prepare a second Kohen Gadol. Like the, so the first Kohen Gadol sees, like he's in Hatzaras here, he sees somebody else is waiting to take him over. So therefore, Kol Shechendim is Daras Tvei. Therefore, for sure, the first Kohen Gadol will watch himself very, very carefully not to become Tommy. So what's like this? If they wouldn't set aside a second Kohen Gadol, we have to be afraid maybe the first Kohen Gadol, even though he is Zoros, he watches himself, he won't watch himself that much. Maybe he'll become Tommy. So for that alone, it's enough just to prepare one other Kohen Gadol. Because once we prepare just one other one, now the first one sees that they are preparing a second one already, so that will make the first one like a little jealous. He'll be very careful, he'll watch himself extraordinarily carefully not to become Tommy. So therefore we don't have to be cheshed really, he'll become Tommy now anymore. Once you set aside at least one second Kohen Gadol, that's enough. Now for sure the first one like will watch himself tremendously, he will not become Tommy. Prati Gemara, Umi Sagele Betakanta Besoi, Rekashan Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda in the Mishnah is afraid maybe his wife will die. So therefore what does he say? You have to be Mesakele like Poshim, you have to set aside, you have to make a Shidduch, a second wife for him. Prati Gemara, does a Shidduch like a Tekona just to set aside a second wife enough? Besoi Amarachmona. The Torah says he has to be a wife, like a Kohen Gadol has to have a wife. So what's going to be if the first wife dies in Yom Kippur? So what do I care if you set aside a second wife, but Kozman, he didn't marry her, it's not good, it's not enough. And the Gemara ain't nami. To Mekadesh lo, Avadi, he had to marry her before Yom Kippur, the second one. For the Gemara, still it's no good. V'akama d'loi konis lo, lav beisahi. Kozman, he didn't have tashmish, he didn't live with her yet, it's not called beisahi. And the Gemara ain't nami d'konis lo. Hitaka married her and he lived with her already before Yom Kippur. Therefore, this Kohen Gadol married already a second wife. Fred Gemara, Yom Kippur is still no good. If so, Hevi Le Shnei Batim. And now the Kohen Gadol now has two wives. He married a second wife already and he lived with her. So he has now two Batim. For Rachmon, Omar the Torah says, Vechipa Ba'adoi, Uvad Beisoi, Mashmi, his one house. Vidashin V'loi Ba'ad Shnei Batim. And he's not allowed to have two wives. He said, Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur is not allowed to have two wives. So how could you tell me now he marries and lives with his wife before Yom Kippur? So then on Yom Kippur now he has two wives. So what are you helping you? What are you helping here? And for the Gemara, the Hordam Megarish law. I'll tell you, after he marries and lives with her, then the Kohen Gadol gives the second wife a get. For the Gemara, he Megarish, if he give her a get, Hodra Kush Leduchta. Then the whole question comes back again. If he gave her a get, so again, how many wives do you have? Now only one. So according to Reb Yehuda, we're afraid maybe she'll die. So why do you gain in the whole story now? And the Gemara of the Teretz says, Lo Tzricha de Megarish Lo Al Tanai. We're talking about where you give her a get, you give your second wife a get, but on conditions. And the conditions is, we'll finish this Gemara Mitzvah tomorrow, but the conditions come out as if to say like a monashach, I'm giving you a get. That comes out as like this, that if the first one dies, then I don't want this get to be chal. Then I want to stay married to you. But if the first one does not die, then I want this get to be chal. So if the first one lives, the get is chal, and the second one is not your wife. So the Kohen Gadol only has one wife. If the first one dies, then the get is not chal, and then he's married to a second wife. So the kitzur, we let him get married to a second wife, and then he gives the second one a get, and he makes certain conditions on this get. Therefore, Mamonashach, at all times, the Kohen Gadol is only married to one wife and not to two wives. So that's how Rav Yehuda takes away the chashash. That even though Reb Yehuda is afraid maybe one wife will die, so this is the way to get out of it, to let him get married to a second wife and live with her, and then he gives her a get on the certain conditions. Alright, we'll stop here. Mitzvah, we'll see tomorrow, claw all these conditions that he has to make.